Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to complain about the new Indiana Jones movie, which is, of course, going woke. I thought the last movie, Kingdom of Crystal Skulls or something or other, what was it, a decade ago or so, I thought that was going to be the last Indiana Jones movie. It sucked, and originally I was like, oh, cool, they got a new movie coming out. I'm kind of excited for it, and then I read more about it, and now I'm not interested at all. Indiana Jones and James Bond were probably two of my childhood favorite series of movies, mostly because they would come on regular TV either Saturdays or Sundays. Sometimes on Sundays they'd have a James Bond marathon, and my dad and I would sit down and we would watch them. So it's a really good memory for me spending time with my father as a kid because we'd have a laugh and we'd really just enjoy everything about Indiana Jones and of course, James Bond. Well, as you know, James Bond, of course, has gone woke, and I'm going to rewind on this for just a second because there's a telling person that's working on the James Bond movie that's also going to be working on the Indiana Jones movie, and of course, that means it's going to be they're going to have a message or a strong womanist brand on point. So let's talk about that. First, from the New York Post. Female 007 Lashana Lynch on James Bond set. I said this before about the James Bond movie. Look, if you want a new actress to be the replacement for James Bond, make a new one. Make her 003, 006, 008, 043, whatever. But don't give her the 007 moniker. That is James Bond. Why they have to destroy good, strong, fun male characters to make a message is not empowering. It's stupid. And you have to understand that most of the people that really like the James Bond movie, they're guys. And I'll get to the Indiana Jones one in a second, but I want to lay this background. They're guys that like these movies. They're action flicks. They're kind of men's movies. And so when you switch the script to girls and then you say, oh, hey, guys, these movies aren't for you anymore. They're for the women. And guys don't show up and women go, I don't like that kind of movie anyway. I'm going to go watch a rom-com. And your movie flops. They go, oh, so shocking. It must have been the toxic men not coming out to watch the movies. Idiots. Well, here, this is from First Look, female 007, Lashana Lynch on the James Bond set. But there's a paragraph I want to read out of this. It's right here. The actress, Lashana Lynch, is coming on board, and they say, and she's doing it with an assist from screenwriter Phoebe Waller-Bridge of Emmy-winning Fleabag and Killing Eve fame. And so we have the name, right? So they're bringing on Phoebe Waller-Bridge onto the James Bond movie. Who is Phoebe Waller-Bridge? She is from Metro, says Phoebe Waller-Bridge wants to sneak her signature feminist humor into the James Bond script. Oh yeah, because womenists are really funny and their messages are right on brand for a James Bond movie. So of course they're bringing her on and she wants to sneak in the womanist stuff. And I think in here she actually said a pretty insulting thing about James Bond. No, it was in the other article. Let me pull it up. She says, the insider is calling her big reveal a pivotal scene when James Bond is rallied out of retirement and introduced to Lynch as the new 007. And again, I'm trying to set the premise of the 007 because that's the same theme that's going to be in the Indiana Jones. Anyway, they go on to say Bond is still Bond, but he's been replaced as 007 by this stunning woman, the source told the outlet. This is a Bond for the modern era who will appeal to a younger generation while sticking true to what we expect in a Bond film. Wrong. There are spectacular chase scenes and fights, and Bond is still Bond, but he has to learn to deal with the world of also me, the hashtag also me movement. And they say, let me see if I can find where they said it in here. Oh, here it is. Bond, of course, is sexually attracted to the new female 007 and tries his usual seduction tricks, but is baffled when they don't work on a brilliant young black woman who basically rolls her eyes at him and has no interest in jumping into his bed. Right, so women good, men pigs, men bad, even the classic James Bond. Women are smart and empowered and men are stupid and cavemen. So that's the whole thing they're doing with James Bond. And I complained about it in my other video, but I wanted to let you know because this is the message this Phoebe Waller-Bridge is bringing to Indiana Jones. So from Lucas from Bounding Into Comics. Lucasfilm confirms the new Indiana Jones movie will be woke with an announcement of Phoebe Waller-Bridge. And this is from just a couple days ago. The Walt Disney Company and Lucasfilm confirmed the long-gestating fifth Indiana Jones film will be a woke mess as they revealed Phoebe Waller-Bridge has joined the cast. A press release from Lucasfilms made the announcement. It reads, Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag, Solo, A Star Wars Story, will star alongside Harrison Ford, who is returning to the role of the legendary hero archaeologist for the fifth installment of the iconic franchise. The press release went on to confirm that John Williams will return to the score of the film. It states, in addition, the inimitable John Williams will return to score the film, continuing the music journey, which began 40 years ago with Raiders of the Lost Ark. Raiders of the Lost Ark is like one of my favorite films of all time. The film director, James Mangold, commented on Waller-Bridge's addition to the film, stating, I'm thrilled to be starring a new adventure collaboration with a dream team of all-time great filmmakers. Right. He added, Stephen, Harrison, Kathy, Frank, and John are all artistic heroes of mine. When you add Phoebe, a dazzling actor, brilliant creative voice, and the chemistry she will undoubtedly bring to our set, I can't help but feel as lucky as Indiana Jones himself. Waller-Bridge was reportedly brought on to give the upcoming James Bond No Time to Die movie and give the film a makeover for the Also Me era, like I mentioned in the other video or in the other article. The actress and writer would address concerns about her addition to the writing team by making the film woke by all but confirming that's what she's doing. She stated, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not the Bond franchise is relevant now because of who he is and the way he treats women. I think that's bollocks. I think he's absolutely relevant now. It has just got to grow. It has got to just evolve. And the important thing is the film treats the women properly. He doesn't have to. He needs to be true to his character, she added. When have you ever heard the terms grow and evolve used in the marketing of a film, and that film turned out to be halfway decent and not filled with woke propaganda? Exactly. So here's the down part to all of this stuff is that, you know, they're doing it with a James Bond. They're doing it now with Indiana Jones bringing her on to co-star. So, of course, she's going to have to be the smart, equally as funny and creative as Indiana Jones, and probably outshine him in a couple of things where he does things the old way or the man's way. And she's going to have to come on and explain how everything he does is wrong. And she's hip and young and she knows how to do it because she's an intelligent woman and all men are cavemen. We know that's kind of how that's going to go. They're doing it now with the Avengers franchise. They're doing it with so many different franchises where instead of just making a new character and saying, hey, this new character is wonderful and they're awesome and it's going to be standalone. They have to grift on these old movies that men have been the main titular characters for forever. And now they need to revamp it all. They're going to be doing that in the Avengers. From my understanding, I think Thor is now going to be replaced by a woman. And I'm sure at some point they're going to bring along the She-Hulk. And of course, the new Iron Man, I think the new leader is supposed to be Miss Hurd from sounds like Captain Marvel. Like they're just basically washing. And the thing is, these are guys' movies. Guys like action flicks. It'd be the same as if you took Arnold Schwarzenegger and tried to make him doing rom-coms, like romantic comedies all the time. It's not going to work. Yes, these movies are probably going to flop. No, they're not going to say they're going to flop. They're going to say that they did pretty well, or that, of course, it was men like myself brigading against it, which made it flop. And they'll come up with reasons to blame everybody but themselves for it. But it's not even about a woke moment. It's the fact that you're taking these old franchises that a lot of guys, especially if you're my age, grew up on this stuff. You have good memories to it. And you're basically blowing them all apart. And my fear is they're going to ruin. I mean, Indiana Jones is probably at the end of its run because Harrison Ford's getting pretty old now. But they're going to take these franchises like the Bond one and probably some other ones that, you know, we've kind of grown up on and we enjoy and we have good fond memories of. And they're just going to flush them down the toilet. And that's just one more thing that we get to look forward to. And I don't think they understand that right now, as it stands, I can't watch TV or commercials or movies or listen to some of the music or just about everything is shoving either this woke stuff down our throats or politics down our throats. Sports, you can't watch anything without politics. There's no place to escape from it all. And I think that's why, you know, channels like mine and other ones on YouTube's with independent creators are becoming more popular. I know me personally, I spent the $10 on the YouTube, premium or whatever it is, because I watch a lot of channels and I know that my YouTube premium gives more revenue to those channels than ad revenue does. And I don't have to watch the commercials. So by signing up for that, because 99% of my time is spent watching other creators on YouTube when I have free time. And because everything that's out there, whether it's on TV or movies or music, like I said, is just going with this woke agenda. We're tired of being preached at. I need a place where I can be left the F alone and enjoy my content without having messages beamed into my head constantly. And here they're going to do it with another franchise and blow it into the dirt. They finish off here. Not only was Waller Bridge brought on to wokeify James Bond, but she also played one of the most insufferable woke characters of all time. In Solo, A Star Wars Story, she played the android L337. In the film, the character heavily implied that she had a romantic relationship with Lando Calrissian. She also went on to lead a droid rebellion on Kessel. Her physical body would eventually be destroyed in the rebellion, but she would be placed into the computer of the Millennium Falcon, becoming part of the ship. That was actually a really creepy thing about the Solo story movie, where they tried to make it like Lando Calrissian cared for this robot in a like sexual romantic way, and she cared for him the same way. It was very creepy. Very, very creepy. Waller Bridges is also an outspoken feminist. Speaking with the BBC, the actress referenced a scene from her Fleabag show, claiming she would trade 5 years of her life for the so-called perfect body. Waller Bridge explained, "I would have been the girl with the hand up. I would have been like, heck yes, and then thinking that was honest and thinking that's empowering because it's honest, and yet feeling at the same time that it's letting the side down and not really knowing what the rules were, but then caring so deeply about women and equality and the basic principles of feminism." That whole paragraph basically said nothing except blah, 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 me, womanism. Unbelievable. And this is the creative mind coming to the Indiana Jones series. Hey, you know what? You don't have to waste 5 years of your life for the perfect body. You can waste maybe a year of your life in a gym and eating well, and you can get a spot on body. But of course that would actually require, you know, work and going to the gym and eating healthy. She continued, "and then slightly being frightened and the nuances and the traps out there. And I still feel like that. Even when I get asked about it, my heart starts beating a little faster because I know that there are mines you can step on. And I think I'll probably always have that." Whatever. That's pretty much all there is for this ridiculous, ridiculous article. You know, the thing of it is that bothers me so much with this is that, again, they're replacing men, they're taking old characters that were popular and trying to grift onto them and just do a swap out and put a woman in there, and they expect that guys are going to like it or people are going to like it. It's going to fail miserably. It's going to not work out. And of course, they're going to say it's because men are awful and toxic. Okay, moving on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this gal is a foodie. I don't have her age on here. Whoever sent this to me, it has been clipped out. But she's a foodie. She's mode, whatever that is, film, Instagram and Netflix. So one of her hobbies is Instagram and Netflix. Remember, these are dating profiles that are meant to elicit a response from somebody you would like to date. How that message got lost amongst so many people, I have no idea. She says, "I don't want to actually talk to any of you. None of you deserve a woman like me if you're on Tinder," says the woman who is also on Tinder. You dingbat. "But if you want to know more about me, just hit me up on my Instagram." That's it. That's the profile. None of you deserve me because you're on Tinder, but also I'm on Tinder. And here's my Instagram. Now, what's on her Instagram? I would almost bet you money what's on her Instagram is links to her OnlyFans. This is literally, dating profiles are now starting to become advertisements, not for romantic dating, but for going to their Instagram and OnlyFans so they can get followers and maybe become an influencer and maybe make some money from their you know, cat's eye on the internet or something like that. I'm telling you, man, the safest bet's just not to participate in dating anymore, these dating apps. Hey, if you meet somebody that's interested in the real world and you want to go for it, go for it. But get off these damn apps. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. All the forums, all my backup videos over there. About once a week, I do a kind of a spicy video where I get to talk like an adult. Although I'm overdue. I need to put one over there soon. I've just been busy. I had some leaks, water leak in by one of my windows today on the bus. So it's been pouring here in Florida. So I had to get some caulk and try to go seal up my windows. Always something to do. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, we're going to have to find alternative media, because you can't buy Coke because they went woke, and you can't go with Nike, and you can't go with Apple because they support the Xinjiang province where they have all the Uyghur Muslims being held for slave, you know, labor and all this stuff. And you can't support Hollywood, and you can't support your sport teams anymore unless you want the politics. And it's almost like you're almost to the point now where you just have to get your movies, download them or get them. The old school movies, save them and just and enjoy a couple of your content creators on YouTube. And that's it. That's about all that's left. Netflix has gone this way. They're going down the woke train, everything. It's a hot mess. I'm telling you, I don't know which direction that we take this, but it's not working the way it's going right now for me. That's for sure.